Hello, yes, this is Julia. The recording is on.
Okay, thank you. Okay, let me start with the agenda. I've only got one thing on the agenda, other than all the stuff that goes on an agenda that's not the thing on the agenda. So reviewing the agenda now, then we'll go into a roll call. Then the main topic of the day is objection support. And as I wrote in the thing, since an objection has been filed, we need to define the role of the review group in the objection. At our last meeting, it was suggested that this role would be in support of the ALAC-appointed objector who would be responsible. So review, craft any recommendation we need. And then also, if we want to, craft a recommendation for the ALAC on all of this. I wasn't even sure if this was something we wanted to do, but at the last meeting it seemed like it's something we wanted to do. Then next steps, if there are any, then any other business. Now, Alan, I saw, had put in an any other business, which was to briefly talk about the request from Kateem regarding a SARP application. Alan, I assume you want that listed as an any other business at the end. I see a hand raised. Please,
yes.
Alan.
Yeah, I would. That was all I was going to say. Although I did ask a question in the chat if anyone has any answers.
Okay. Have they ever released? Not that I know of. I did send a request, but not that I know of. Have they ever released the names of the SARP? Okay.
And they didn't. They also didn't report who failed which criteria, I believe.
Kateem's
letter says it says
right.
His
yes.
failed one, but it doesn't right. say it passed the others.
Okay. Can we put anything? Then we'll just put a quick item at the end.
Yeah.
For SARP, as opposed to getting into it during the agenda.
Thank you.
Discussion. Thanks. So, any other business? But it's just briefly because it'll be in another meeting. SARP results and Kateem's letter. Okay. So, any other changes or what have you? To the agenda? No? Okay. Can somebody, I guess it's Julia, do a roll call for me, please?
Yes, sure. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the new GTLD Working Group call on Monday, 18 March 2013 at 13 UTC. On the call today we have Evan Leibovich, Alan Greenberg, Avery Doya, Hong Shui, Tijani Benjema, Olivier Crépin-Leblond, and Dev Antilaxe. We have apologies from Yao Viatohun, Cherry Langdon Orr, and Sintra Suknanan. And from staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Sylvia Vivanco, and myself, Julia Charvelin. May I remind all participants to please state their names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you.
Okay, thank you. This is Avery again. So, basically, what I did, and I apologize for only sending it out first thing this morning, my time, was a document I'm calling Post-Objection Activities. And I assumed that actually that one document hopefully may be enough. I went looking for the review group charter, and there really isn't anything. There was just a set of instructions that had been written by this group, primarily by Dev, but sent by this group as a recommendation to the ALAC and then approved. That is a correct statement, Dev, is that not? That there is no standing charter? It's just the description of the objection process?
This is Dave. Yes, in the terms of the procedure that was approved by the ALAC, when it's called for persons to be on the review group, there was, a list of what the review group had to do, though.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't find that when I was looking quickly, but I'm assuming that, you know, that was sort of a resultant list in any case. So if we create this particular document, send it off to ALAC, they approve it, then that would probably be sufficient. I see Olivier here, so I'd actually like to get perhaps a clarification from him if he's producing a document similar to the one I've initiated, or perhaps, you know, different in some sense, that with a note to ALAC would be sufficient, or would we need something beyond that? Olivier, can you speak to that?
Yeah, hi, it's Olivier from the transcript. Can you just ask this again, because at the moment I'm sort of
a couple
of things, and your connection is not very good.
My connection's not very good? I apologize for that.
Sorry, because I'm just moving around the house.
Oh, okay. Hello, Roberta. Okay. So what I requested is, since we don't specifically have a review group charter, what we had was the description of the objection process that the ALAC reviewed. What I'm asking is, as an output from this group, would be a letter or a document similar to the one I've started but obviously edited to the ALAC from this group, making a set of recommendations. I'm asking whether that would be sufficient.
This is Olivia for the transcript. I think that's absolutely fine, Avery, yes. And in fact, you can probably count on the ALAC to act pretty quickly on this. It absolutely makes sense for the review group to continue to be involved. However, one of the questions was with regards to creating a new review group or perhaps changing the number of people or changing the personnel on the review group, depending on whether some of the members wanted to remain behind or whether some new people wanted to join.
Okay, thank you, Olivia. You went beyond my question into the next piece, but that's useful information nonetheless. Thank you.
Okay.
So excuse me?
Yeah, this is Heidi. Is that an action item then?
No.
No, okay.
I mean, yes, but no. The action item is now to look at this thing that I've started writing. What I was just trying to check, and I'm obviously having great difficulty speaking and being clear about what I'm trying to say, and I apologize, and I should probably go to bed, back to bed, and forget about today. But what I was asking was a document from this group to the ALAC adequate for whatever it is we're going to ask? I have started a draft of such a document. Hopefully you should all be seeing it already on your screen. And what I wanted to do next was then start working through that document and look at all the issues that Olivier and anyone else would have. Alan, I see your hand up, please.
Thank you. Olivier, in his comment, implied that the review group in some new form with perhaps new composition would be the group that would do the follow-on work. I would suggest for clarity that we keep the review group as it is. People can obviously resign should they choose, as a resource to whatever we call the groups that will be going forward with the objection.
Thank you.
Merging the two together and implying there, when there really may be three different ones for the three different objections, let's keep it clean if we can.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. I see Hong has her hand up. Also, I do want to try and walk through this first casting, because a lot of what you guys are saying is actually directed at various pieces of this document that I sent out earlier. Hong.
Well, is this a time to comment on the documents you drafted, or are we talking about something else?
I would like to start working on the document, but you can comment on anything you wish.
Oh, this is exactly what I want to comment on. I take note of the wording that is ALAC representatives. This is very serious. They are our attorneys or lawyers. In English law, they are barristers.
Yeah.
probably we need to draft a power of attorney to clarify the scope of their of the authorization, especially the objection procedure has a pre-proceeding, that's mediation. We're following community objection, right? So this mediation process. In that process, we do need to clarify what has been authorized to these representatives. Can they really settle the dispute? Well, this is very serious. If they decide to settle, it means they cancel the decision from ALAC to object to these applications. So that's my first suggestion.
Thanks.
Okay, back to you.
If you'll notice in the document, I already started doing that, so hopefully, you know, we can actually get to the specifics. Can I start with the overview of this document and
yes,
then get
please.
To the ALAC part and then get to the other part? May I do
please.
That?
Please.
Please.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. So I started with an overview. And basically the overview is fairly shallow at the moment, but it says, as ALEC decided to file several objections, various following activities are required. Then I had a placeholder for insert URLs of the objections here once they are available. I don't actually think they've been published yet, so that's a placeholder. Then these activities are divided between those that are ALEC responsibility and those that the at-large new GTLD review group, well, would be. Okay, I can already fix that. Those that would be, and actually I have to say I wanted to be able to do this, would be the ALAC new GTLD group responsibility. The new
Avery Fallon, do you want comments as we go along or let you go through the whole thing
let
first?
Me get to the end of this section and then I'll open up this section for reading.
Thank you.
And I'm reading it out because not everybody necessarily has the screen in front of them. The at-large new GTLD working group probably should be spelled properly. Makes the following recommendations to the ALAC regarding this work. Okay. So, Alan, you had your virtual hand up first.
Thank you. I'm not sure that the review group, you're talking about the responsibilities of the review group, I guess to act as a backup resource is the responsibility, but other than that, I don't see any formal responsibilities, but
yeah, and that's what I
try
to indicate below. I mean, that would be a responsibility to help. I mean, yeah. So that's what I meant. And then I go below into each ALAC and review group responsibilities. Speaking of ALAC first, because obviously it's got the bigger responsibility. Anything else about the overview? As I say, it's simple, it's short. I'm trying to keep it simple and short if possible. Any comments on that? We can always come back to it later, but it basically just sort of says the why and the what. So on ALAC, the first task for ALAC is to appoint, and then TBD, I'm suggesting two, but, you know, that's just a number, members to act as an ALAC representative team to act in any discussion, for example, negotiations or mediation between ALAC and those applicants who have received objections from ALAC. Roles and responsibilities include engage in direct discussion with the relevant applicant or applicant representative. Second one, keep ALAC informed of the status of any discussions. Three, bring the draft outcomes from any discussions to the ALAC for approval. Four, bring any recommendations from ALAC to the discussion. Five, others. So at this point, I don't know, Hong, whether I met the burden of what you would define there. If not, you know, please. But anyhow, Alan, you have your hand up.
Yeah, in the first sentence you use the term members. I assume that means two individuals. They're not all necessarily prior to this members of anything. Is that correct? Or are you talking
ALAC? I meant that they were ALAC members.
Then it should be capitalized members. And I would suggest ALAC members because people are members.
That was my recommendation.
Of many
Thank
things.
You.
Okay, it's not clear to me that they would have to be ALAC members, but
that's up to this group to.
Yeah.
Well, it's up to this group to recommend and ALAC to decide.
Correct.
My first assumption was what they that they would be because they're the ones that voted on it. But anyhow, is that your comment, Alan?
Yep, I was just
okay.
Sorry.
Hung, please.
Well, what I suggested just now is actually relevant to the next section. Now the title is composition of the representative team. What it means, we add authorization. But now I'm reading this ALAC part. And think about, you mentioned any discussion. It seems that the scope of authorization is to allow these representatives to talk with the other party, but they cannot make any decisions. Well, I'm open to that. Okay, we can go on. Just back to you.
That was my first suggestion. Obviously, if we want to recommend something different than that, then people speak up. What's on this paper was pretty much from my imagination, plus a few conversations I've had with people. But, you know, it was just a place to start. So if you think that they should be more than, when I look at a lawyer or a barrister, well, we don't have barristers here, they're constantly going back and forth, being intermediaries between the client and the opposing party. They don't generally make decisions. They convey information and convey decisions. But as I say, if you want to empower them more as ambassadors than you know, lawyers, that's an option. Hung, did you have more to say?
Sorry, if I could. What it means, the document is for post-filing objection activities. So it's not limited to mediation. What do we talk about, negotiation process? What if there's no settlement through negotiation and we have to go to the contention procedure? Probably we need to contemplate the authorization or empowerment of these representatives in those following up proceeding. That's more than discussion, I guess.
Okay, I'm not actually sure that it is. I'm not actually sure that, and perhaps someone else can correct me from their understanding, that in filing the objection, you have asserted your brief, as it were. They will get to respond in some way, and then I believe that there may be a rebuttal possible, so there would be perhaps not a discussion, but another, you know, document to write. And so perhaps that needs to be there. But anyhow, I'm not sure that there's that much beyond that. Once the initial discussion goes on, it then goes into the hands of the objectors. But who really knows how it works? Olivier.
Thank you, Avery. It's Olivia for the transcript. On this point, I would agree with you, Avery. I think whoever is the point will continue being able to work. With regards to the appointing of ALAC members, I'd rather that this group says at large, thus not restricting the number of the type of people on there. You know, it's just the vision of it being, it doesn't need to be an ALAC person that's on there. At large is good. In fact, I could even say just people rather than at large members, but I guess the ALAC will be able to decide on that at the time. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I'm trying to change this live. Hopefully you're all seeing it as I do. I have changed ALAC to at large in that first sentence, and to try and handle what Hong said is bring the draft outcome from any discussions or procedures to the ALAC for approval. I'm not sure the procedures is the right word to convey what you were saying, Hong, but, you know, after Alan if you want to comment that. And anybody that actually wants to recommend specific wording changes, that's the easiest way, as opposed to, you know, discussing a principle and then leaving it up to me to find the right words, though I'm always willing to try. Alan.
Thank you. Remember, we're just making a recommendation. So,
yes.
You know, if the ALAC wants to change ALAC at large member to individual, the ALAC will have that right. So we don't need to really agonize over it a lot. We don't know to what extent at this point ICANN will be providing funding to allow us to carry out the follow-on activities. In the extreme case, there might be funding to retain, you know, formal counsel. It's quite unclear how the process will go forward. My recollection from the description in the applicant guidebook is that we will have the option to present personally if we choose. We could choose to not do that. So it's quite unclear going forward exactly what the process will be. I would expect, as Olivier implied, that we will have the ability to say we need to go back to our clients, to the group that created the objection. If we're wrong, and the person will have to be authorized to act on behalf of the ALAC, then we'll deal with it when it becomes obvious that we have that choice, that we have no choice. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Did that comment require any wording changes?
I don't think so.
Okay, thanks. I just want to make sure.
We're going to need, as Olivia said, the ALAC's going to have to act quickly on this, but we also need some feedback from ICANN.
Okay.
And we have at least unofficially asked for that.
Okay. Olivier.
That was an old hand, actually.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
But in fact, I just wanted to seize this opportunity now that Alan has mentioned we need some feedback from ICANN. We haven't had any feedback yet from either ICANN nor the resolution provider.
Okay.
So I suspect they've been somehow flooded by the number of objections they have received. I understand there's been a lot of them. But it's great for this group to move forward and be ready when we will be called upon.
Yeah. In fact, I mean, I think they're only at the stage now of starting to inform applicants that an objection has been filed. There's next steps of publishing and informing the board. I believe at the point at which the board is informed is when the clock starts. I'm not positive, but I'm trying to make sure that this group has made its recommendation to ALAC in plenty of time so that hopefully when the clock starts, everybody's ready to do whatever needs to be done. Dave, you're next.
Hi, this is Dave Ananthi Lakshmi speaking. Just to follow up what Alan was saying, in terms of funding, there's no funding for any sort of legal counsel or legal advice or anything of that sort. It's pretty clear from the guidebook and what's been reinstated in the ALAC funding request forms. I've just posted the text there in the chat. Just a question, that's a suggestion, though, for in terms of wordsmithing. Instead of calling this ALAC representative team, we should probably call it the ALAC at-large objections team, because ALAC representative doesn't really convey representing what, you know. So at least objections team implies a better, you know what this is about, this team is about. Thanks.
Okay. At large objections team. Okay, Alan.
Yeah, two things. One just a nit on where you are right now, and I would propose that the ALAC may well select three objection teams.
As opposed to one. Oh.
That is, there may be one per objection. It's quite possible that we will have people who feel very strongly about one of the objections, but not another one. Plus, there's a workload issue. My comment was going to be to Dave. Yes, I know what the applicant guidebook said, And I also know that Olivier and I were in Los Angeles for the ATRT meeting last week, or this week, last week. And we did have a discussion on this, and it is not quite as clear as what the applicant guidebook says. So there may be an opportunity for some funding. If nothing else, if perhaps not fees for legal advice, but perhaps travel costs or things like that, because if we're going to have to present something to an arbitrator who's resident in Paris, then there are just costs associated with doing that, even if the people time is free. So that's currently, I won't quite say under discussion, but the issue has been raised and was not rejected.
Okay. Yes, I must admit, I'm shocked, totally shocked, to find out that something in the application guidebook is not clear.
Remember, they were counting on a lot more objections than were filed, so money is not an issue at this point.
Okay. That's almost funny. Sorry, my sense of humor is a little weird. This morning, money being no option. So now, does this group want to make a recommendation on the team versus team? I had assumed one team, and I had assumed enough people in it perhaps to cover the load, dividing up the sub work as they wish. I came up with two names, perhaps bigger. So does this group want to deal with the team versus teams? Because we're making a recommendation. So do we want to recommend a team with enough people, or do we want to recommend a multiple? How many objections did you all file in the end?
Three.
Or so do you want to recommend three teams? I would kind of advise against it and just making one big enough team with, I guess, at least three people, so there'd be 1 point per each, but that's up to you all. But anyhow, Hong, you had your hand up next.
Well, first of all, I want to comment on the naming of this document. It's called post-objection activity. Actually, we just entered into the objection procedure. So it's a post-filing activity.
Okay.
Post-objection period.
Post-filing. Post-objection filing
appointment.
Secondly, one L, Avery.
Thank you.
Secondly, I want to make it very clear who was the complainant. I mean, the objection was filed in whose name? ALAC or at large community? ALAC.
Mm-hmm. Who knows exactly? I think it was ALAC that had the right to file.
Dev, I assume. It is ALAC, right?
Correct.
Make it clear, right? Yes, because we are entered into the proceeding. So the complainant is now ALAC, and those applicants are respondents. So I guess it is right to state it is ALAC, the complainant's representatives, not a large community, to be precise. And
okay.
I agree.
So what exactly am I changing?
You change back the ALAC activity
ALAC
because it's
objection.
Actually filed in the name of ALAC.
Got it. Thank you.
I agree that normally for the attorneys representing clients, it's as a team to work for one case. Well, in that case, we need at least six people. Well, if we have three cases. But anyway, that's for you to consider. Hey, back to you.
Okay, thank you. So we're up to, at the moment, if it's one group, we've got a TBD of six in there. Or it could be three groups of two, but I think there'd be duplication. So, I advise against the multiplicity of groups. Roberto.
Yeah, I was going to speak in terms of the three groups versus one group. My concern is that although it might be simpler to have three groups, is that the risk that we have is that those three groups make considerations that are not consistent. And so then at the end, we might end up with an inconsistent recommendation to ILAC, unless we make we create another coordination level that is honestly unnecessary if we have only three objections. So I would be in favor for having one group that deals with all three cases, and I would suggest that we discuss that online on the mailing list.
Okay. So at the moment, is there any objection here for me to, first of all, leave it as a single group and to appoint six at-large members to act as the ALAC objections team, et cetera? Is there any objection to that standing in this draft? Okay. Are there any other bullets that I should be adding under the functions that I don't have now? And please suggest language if there is a bullet you think belongs there. Okay, in which case I'll delete other for the moment. Obviously, we can always add other. But I'll leave the bullet there as a shadow. Okay. So now, in which case I'll move down. We have used 34 of our minutes so far. So composition of the ALAC, and it's not representative anymore. It's objections team. And it's not an art anymore, and I'm going to get rid of that completely, and I'm going to spell objections correctly. And at the moment, I wrote current members of ALAC who support the objection as filed. That was my first cut at it, but what do you all say? Obviously, somebody had made a point that it doesn't need to be an ALAC member. It can be anyone. And then, of course, ALAC appoints them. Are there other criteria? Do we need this section at all? Yeah, we have to need something.
Avery, what you have there, it sounds speaking, the first bullet of composition conflicts with the previous one. The previous one, you'll say they're going to appoint six at-large members, and here you say current members of ALAC, so...
Yep, so you're
at the very least, it has
it
to be consistent.
Well, ALAC members are at-large members. It's a subset,
but it's a subset, not a...
Right. So, and in fact, I think that that could be a second bullet. In other words, you know, members are drawn from current members of ALAC who support the objection as filed. Two, members of the review team who recommended the objection. Three, you know, et cetera. So, in other words, if I did something like that,
actually, it's not clear from our definition that all ALAC members are at-large members.
Oh, really? You have...
A NOMCOM appointee for a region that doesn't have individual members might...
I got it.
I'm not saying they shouldn't be. Instead, according to our current definition, I'm not sure they are.
I'd prefer to avoid such... would be...
Our chair should note that for future discussion.
...on the following. Current members of ALAC who support the objection as filed. Now do I have a current members of the review team who support objection as filed? I don't think you want to put on, I put in the objection as filed because, and I think this came out in a discussion I may have had with some of you in LA, is that you didn't necessarily want to fill the team up with people that were against the objection. That these people are your paladins, are your champions. You know, to go out there and fight the good fight for the objection that ALAC approved of. You obviously wouldn't want somebody like me on the team. I could be really neutral, but, you know, going out and fighting for the objection would probably be kind of funny. Okay, Hong, I see your hand up.
So I remember all the members in the review team submitted that statement of interest, and they have no conflict interest. So I wonder whether we should put the same criteria here for this objection team. Do we have rules on the conflict interest? Yes, we do, right?
We certainly do. Other criteria. Members must have no conflict. I would assume. I'd assume it's not just you want to state what it is, you should have none. Is that a correct statement?
Well, yes, of course. If these attorneys, they shouldn't have any or potential to have conflict of interest.
Right.
It's very high bottom
line.
Yeah.
Remember, no conflict of interest and release a statement to that effect. To should a conflict of, and I'll spell it out later, develop, they should, they must notify ALAC. Okay. Any other? Oh, I see two hands. Hung, is your hand still up? Do you have more to add, or should I move on?
Oh, sorry, the old hand.
Okay, great. Alan.
Yeah, you still have a conflict between the intro that just rolled off the screen and the first bullet.
The
intro says will appoint at large members. The second one says ALAC members. I don't care which it is in this recommendation, but they should be consistent.
I don't understand. Or do you want me to go
above
and
say,
the
ALAC,
I got it.
For six at-large members,
and
then the composition
ALAC
is ALAC members.
How about that? Does that work better up there?
Again, someone who's an at-large member but not an ALAC member is not included in the two bullets you have lower down.
I changed above to at-large members and or ALAC members.
Okay, and now the first
now
bullet
I've
of composition.
Current members of ALAC. Doesn't matter whether they're at large or not.
But the top one says an at-large member who's not an ALAC member is eligible. The bottom one does not.
Well, I don't.
But you're eligible under the first criteria.
Under the second criteria, I'm not because I'm not on the review team.
Right.
But now, I haven't put a bullet there that opens it up yet to at-large members who weren't even on the review team.
Okay, but
is that a bullet you want?
No, I don't care. I'm just saying the first sentence, the one after the big ALAC title, implies that at-large members who are not ALAC could be put on this review team, on this whatever team.
And they might be members of the review team.
Okay.
If you want another sentence there that says, and other at-large members, please tell me to write it. I haven't written it yet. But at the moment, the two bullets there do allow for an at-large member who is not a member of the ALAC to be on it. However, they have to have been a member of the review team.
Okay. I can live with that. I didn't think that's what was implied when we made the first change, but that's fine with me.
Well, that's why we're narrowing it down here. If you want a third bullet there, please tell me what it is.
I don't.
Okay. I took care of the internal consistency item, but if you guys want another bullet, please tell me. As I say, I absolutely have no, I'm making recommendations here, but I really don't care what we do. As long as it makes, who's beeping? Have I fallen off the call?
No, you're still here. Some other line is beeping.
Okay. Anyway, does anyone else want to add another bullet here? Does anyone wish to add another criteria other than the conflict of interest and the obligation to notify? No hands. So this can stand for the moment. Anything else I need to add under the section on ALAC? Any other subsections? anything else it needs to say? No? Okay. It's okay then to move on to review group role and responsibilities? Okay. Now, what I've done here is, as opposed to creating a new group, the assumption I made was that the review group would pick a team to serve as a research and backup. I don't mean back team. I mean backup team for the ALAC objections team. Oops. Objections team. Okay, so the review group should pick a team of knowledgeable members who supported the objection to serve as a research and backup team for the ALAC objections team. Now, when I wrote that sentence, I had a qualm. You may indeed want a research member. You may want a member of the team that was against the objections there. For example, you know, if that person was against it, but now is willing to say, hey, ALAC made its decision, it's made its decision, and I'm willing to serve on this team in the devil's advocate role so that you know how someone that disagrees with this objection is thinking so I can help provide arguments. So I wrote that they should be supportive of the objection, and indeed, what I just said, they do support the objection now, even though they didn't then. So I don't know whether that phrase can just be struck, but I put it there when I first wrote. Then I had several duties, which was provide necessary backup information to the ALAC objections team. I'm sorry. These are the noises I make when I'm writing. It's really irritating that I'm doing it now, but what can I say?
Avery, it's Alan. I would suggest you strike that clause that they support the objection, because I think that would imply things to people. Even though your logic is correct, I think being silent on it is better.
Okay. That's why I brought it up. Thank you for the advice. Duties. Provide necessary backup information to the ALAC objections team. Do additional research as required, for example, by applicant statements or responses. Make sure that the dispute resolution processes are understood and acted upon. They'd be the one that were not only providing backup substantive information, but they'd be the ones that worked on trying to understand what it was that was going on process-wise. Because this is ALAC. I mean, this is ICANN. We have a movable target in what it means to object, how they work, et cetera, so that they would have that process function too. Anything else? Any changes? Any whatever? We're at 46 minutes in the meeting. Nothing, so this can stand? I can delete the other? Nobody's got another to add for the moment? Okay. Anything else that should be in this document? No? Okay. Then that would jump us to next steps. My next step would be to put this document out on our list and to basically look for group approval on sending it forward to ALAC. Olivier, a question for you. When would you need to have this set of recommendations, other than yesterday?
Thank you, Avery. It's Olivia for the transcript. Well, we have an ALAC call next week on Tuesday. I would hope that we can get this a few days beforehand, let's say by the end of this week.
Okay.
If we can have that by the end of this week, then the ALAC can just decide on it during its call on Tuesday next week, and I expect by that point that we can also prepare the call for members, et cetera, by then, so we can just push the big red button at that time.
Okay, thank you. So then what I suggest is I'll get this out in the next couple hours. It still won't have the insert URLs here stuff, but if I find them, or staff, if this can be an action item for you to help me with that, and if we get what goes in there, please put it in there if I don't see it. What I'll do is I'll put it on the list in the next couple hours. I'll invite discussion. Then sometime Tuesday, sometime tomorrow, I'll initiate a 48-hour last call on it. And that gives us a little bit of time to basically get the working group's approval for sending this forward to ALAC. Does that work for people as a process? I see no comments, so I'll assume that works as a process. At this point, I'd like to call the discussion on the objection support issue done and move into the any other business issue. Any issue with my doing that? Okay. Nope. So then the issue then is open on what to do about SARP and especially about the request that we received from Katim. Well, actually, the request was sent to the board and we were copied on it. And obviously, we can't get into it deeply at the moment. We have another meeting being scheduled for next week to talk about the outreach project, but we can make this an item in there since it does have bearing on outreach in some sense. But I'll open the floor, and Alan, you already had something to say, and I guess said at the beginning, if you wanted to reiterate quickly, we have 10 more minutes for this topic at this point.
Thank you, Avery. I guess my position is that we put the rule in, the jazz group put the rule in that if you do not pass, then you're out of the game, to try to eliminate gaming. That is, people who would ask for money when they really didn't need it, but maybe they'll get it, so why not ask? If indeed this application passed the financial criteria, and we don't know whether it did or not, the letter to Katim, from Katim says he was informed they did not pass the community. I don't know whether it was silent on the other ones or not, on the other criteria. But my feeling is at this point, for this round, and not to prejudice any future jazz-like offerings that ICANN may put together, that if an applicant passed the financial but failed the one of the other criteria, that it should be allowed to go forward. The initial $45K no longer being refundable, and obviously it may or may not go forward depending on whether funding can be found quickly. But that's the position I'm taking right now, having thought about it a little but not a lot. And I was just wondering to what extent, that position would be supported by the rest of this group. And I wasn't looking for a substantive discussion, but just looking for sort of gut stomach reactions.
I have a quick question on that, whereas I kind of remember that from the jazz. I have to go back for correct language, but I also remember that the SARP itself was not absolute in that, and that their decision regarding that they basically would make a rescission regarding that the gaming was not the prohibition against going for funding was a possibility with the STARP as it was defined.
That's what I'm saying.
I have to go back and look at language. I have not had the chance to do that. So I would say that in addition to what you're asking for people's gut feelings, is we need to go back and both look at the jazz recommendations and the SARP to see what exactly the language was that did that. It's really too bad Cintra's not here, since she was the process watcher on the SARP and is probably the one that knows everything that Jazz and SARP said by heart and could quote it chapter and verse for us. So hopefully she can be there when we have the discussion. But I would say one thing we need to do is make sure that we've got the language of both Jazz and SARP right. And I don't know if you've had a chance, Alan, to go back and look at it in the last couple days. I haven't.
I did briefly, and I think I saw that. If I'm wrong and the SARP made an active decision whether the project could go through or not, then I would withdraw my application, my suggestion. But my recollection and I believe my quick verification was that they had no discretion on that.
Right. Okay. So now, did anybody want to give? So we have to check on that, and I'll follow up on rereading the SARP and seeing whether I'm right in my recall or not. And I'll put that out on the list. Did anyone want to give any feedback, even with, you know, greens and reds, to say, green, you're favorably inclined to doing something in favor of this application, or lack of green, meaning, you don't know yet. Red if you absolutely hate the idea. Okay, and I have Tijani with a hand up. Tijani.
Thank you, Nabri. First of all, I am really sad because I am disappointed. I understood at the first that they was very, very conservative regarding the composition of the SARP. I understood it because it was because they want the member of the SARP to be not to be under any pressure. But now, since the result is there, we don't have the composition of the SARP, we don't have the reasons, the real reasons, the explicit reasons of the support or of the non-support. This is not normal. I don't understand it. So we need, first of all, we need to know what happened at the SARP level. Why two weren't supported and why the third was supported. So we need it first, and then we can think and we can decide to write something or not to write something. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Carlson. You're mute, Carlson.
Yes. Thank you, Albert. This is Carlson for the record. If you read Tim's letter, it says that it was denied because it didn't meet the public interest criteria. And then further down in the letter, he laid out three reasons why reconsideration should be considered. And I tend to support the request because if you look at the reasons that he laid out, I feel that they are supportable. There's no debate that what the contention is there is reasonable and rational. And I am in favor of supporting a call for reconsideration, regardless of what the final order of the SARP does or does not do. I am in favor. Thank you.
Okay, we've got 4 minutes left. I see no other hands up. What I'd like to recommend is that people like Carlton, we've got two things. One, we've got a request for information. I've already made an informal request to know what the SARP is. Tijani went further and basically asked for more information, which I think is something that we should do, that ALAC should do, or that this group could do. I actually believe that the request for more information is something that this group can do without needing ALAC's permission. On the other hand, on Carlton's suggestion that, or I'm assuming a suggestion that he says he supports, and I'm presuming by extension he would think that ALAC should support if we need to decide whether we want to make such a recommendation to ALAC. What I would recommend is that those who believe we should make such a recommendation to ALAC draft a note that this group can then talk about on the list and talk about at our next meeting. I don't know what the timing is on this, but basically produce some text that we can then discuss and send forward if we've got agreement. Does anybody think that that's not the way to go forward? Please put a big red thing if you think I got it all wrong. I see a green meaning that I probably got it right. And so I recommend that those of you that are taking the same position as Carlson get together. I'll work on a note. I already sent an informal request saying who was on the SARP anyway, but I'll work on a note to send from this group asking for more information. I'll float that on the list. I won't take part in writing the request for reconsideration. I'll be a neutral, manager processing that. But certainly I will take active action on getting more information. Anything else? We're just about at the hour. Yes, Alan.
Yeah, as far as I can tell, although I can't find the right document, there's something called an applicant support process document, which goes into details. I can't locate it. But it would seem that the discretion the SARP had is whether to get the refund or not.
Oh, okay. Okay. I knew there was something, so that would make sense.
I think so, but I still haven't found the right document. It's not pointed to on the page as far as I can see.
Okay. Thank you. I knew there was something. Okay. We're at 59 on the hour. Any last words before I say thank you? Thank you.
Avery, it's Olivier.
Okay, Avery? Yes, last words, Olivier.
Sorry, I'm not on my computer. I'm just speculating at the moment because I don't know the reasons for the SARP to go the way that they have. But I also noticed that there was some significant chance of the GAC, some GAC members have objected to the string itself. So it might have influenced their choice. But as I said, I hope that we will get a reason from the SARP. And as far as this working group is concerned and drafting a letter, I'm very neutral on that. So it can do as it wishes. That's all.
Okay, thank you. If the SARP made the decision based upon the GAC's problem with the string, then they erred. Anyhow, we're at the hour. I got the last word. I thank you all for this meeting, and please pay attention on the list as we go through the process to get this objection support process going. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Goodbye, all.
Hello.
Hello. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone. Take care. Bye.